RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won. Burden injured in the end zone. Clock finally strikes midnight on these Bears. Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers win here next Sunday against Seattle. And the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC comes through the place where they'll play the Super Bowl.
Dagnabbit, Mike Tirico, that was not supposed to be what you were supposed to say. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The 49ers survived the Bears' threat to try to win that game 42-38 in an absolute classic, a fun game to watch. The Bears go 15 plays, 63 yards in 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and unfortunately, with 4 seconds left, second and goal at the San Francisco 2, it came down to the final play. And so many times before, we thought, oh, this is going to be it. This is it. They're going to do it again. First it was the Packers. Can it be the 49ers next? But alas, defense holds. Play didn't get set, as we heard Caleb Williams say. Ben Johnson took responsibility, and it ended.
I love accountability in a loss. And it, listen, on a night in which your offense puts up 38 points, and you're talking about it was his fault, Ben Johnson, I'm saying, I love that element of this, but I love the fact that I went into this game thinking, okay, the Bears should not win this game. It's a road game at the 49ers. Their offense is red hot. I don't think the Bears were going to win. That was my official pick, even though I didn't make it on the air because I wasn't here, but I didn't think they were going to win this game. To start that drive knowing they had the 2 minutes and the 15 seconds, to knowing that they had all 3 timeouts, to knowing they faced a 4th and 5 in which they got the ball to Colston Loveland for 13 yards, I felt like this was the culmination of a season of offensive development, despite not being able to finish the drive off and stopping short at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, the symbolism was real. You're right about that. The 3rd and 10 conversion as well to Luther Burden. And when I say the symbolism, I'm talking about the fact that these Colston Loveland and Luther Burden are both high draft picks, rookies for the Bears this year that in theory you're going to have around for a long time, and they made massive plays on that particular drive. The Loveland play was the 4th and 5 conversion to Colston with 26 seconds left before the old hook and ladder from Colston Loveland to DeAndre Swift to the 2-yard line. And I don't know what your guys' reaction in the moment of that was, but mine, like, frightening, scary to see that, to see trickery, to see a hook and ladder, see the ball going to one player's hands and flipped to the other. It's like, whoa, what are you doing here? Not saying I didn't hate the play. I'm not saying I hated the play, but in the moment, it's scary as hell when you see that.
I think there are a couple of play calls. We're starting to develop our own book on Ben Johnson. You know, I like to say the NFL develops a book on you with a new team after a year. I feel like we're starting to see some plays, especially in goal to go, where you can see that the Bears think they're going to get a touchdown on these certain plays just based on the rhythm of the game and the play calling. The secret sauce here is you still have to execute. And that's, I think, what makes it okay to watch this and understand scheme as it's unfolding. I say all of that to say it looked pretty obvious to me. They thought that they were going to varsity blues this and get into the end zone on the hook and ladder and win district. And Mox was going to ride off into the sunset.
Ooh.
Yeah, Mox the...
Oh, I thought you said Box. Maybe remind me of Ranji.
No. Yeah. Although, shout out to Ranji, because he's usually on the air this week.
You saw the text, I
yeah,
assume.
Like somebody asked if Ranji and I are doing shows together. By the grace of God, no.
Not by
so,
the grace
so
of God.
That, I'm happy that? About that.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Because nobody needs that.
We all need that.
No. So, point being, though, it was not Varsity Blues. They did not pass go on the hook and lateral. They did not collect $200. And unfortunately, there was another play to run. And as we saw, the problem too with that trick play is it takes time. And then you see what happens on the ensuing call. So then the Bears have trouble getting set. The clock is ticking. You've got to run a spike play. And unfortunately, that's when you see what happens. So so it was the hook and ladder. There was the crowd. You know, it's in the middle of the field. You were that close to getting into the end zone. And then you had one play left. And unfortunately, I think we saw you're trying to make sure you get it off before the clock expires. And with 4 seconds to go, they couldn't have everybody set like they wanted.
So a couple of things here. The hook and lateral, I was fine with, except for I question, because of the zone coverage that the Niners had been playing, whether that was something that is more of a man beater, because it seems like it is to me, as opposed to going up against zone coverage.
Hook and ladder, even with that little space to work with.
Well, no, but if you watch the replay from behind the quarterback vantage point, you could see all the bodies from that zone coverage versus what would have been there versus man. It would have just been the safety.
Do you guys want to hear what Caleb had to say about that? What they thought they were going to get on that play?
Yeah. I would love to.
When the hook and ladder didn't go into the end zone, did it kind of pressure on you guys, given the time situation?
No, because actually, it was a situation that we've worked. The play before, I end up throwing it out of bounds, and so if I end up completing it, we would have done the same thing. And so, if I completed it in bounds, we would have done the same thing. And so, we were going for it, and that's who we are. That's how. Coach likes to call it, that's how I like to play. We go for it and we go for the win. And whatever kind of play it is, whatever case may be, that's how we play. And we're going to keep playing that way.
Caleb, on the lateral play, did you guys get the coverage you were looking for? And what did they do to kind of prevent DeAndre from getting the corner?
Yeah, the corner actually fell off. And we thought he was actually going to attach a little bit more than he did. And so we thought Swift was going to be able to get around the edge. And the corner ended up sloughing off and they made a great play. DeAndre got as much as he could, got down, and we ended up clocking and had the last play.
So there's a lot of anticipation there, and really the anticipation of what the defense was going to do based on the game flow was not just evident in that play, but then also the final play. And that's what leads us to having this discussion.
Well, and coming back to the idea that you're going to get it, and if you don't get in the end zone, you have time to clock it, run another play. You do have time to clock it and run a play, because by all standards, Ben Johnson's job as the play caller here and time and situation awareness is to not be in a press conference after the game talking about, I didn't get the play in quick enough. He should have gotten the play in quick enough. They should have had plenty of time, because remember, this is coming after a spiked ball, to get everything set up the way they wanted. Everybody was on the same page saying, we didn't get set up the way we wanted.
And that was my issue with the trick play, is that, simply put, it just takes time off the clock.
Yeah.
Takes time off the clock, takes time to develop. It would be awesome. It would be awesome, beautiful, everybody's farting rainbows, hurrah, pick up and lift, Caleb Williams and whoever ends up as the final player on that play going into the end zone. That would have been great.
So
the NFL script couldn't have been written any better, as we like to joke. But unfortunately, the 49ers, there was some anticipation when it came to their defensive scheme. And if you don't believe me on this, well, listen to what Kyle Shanahan had to say about that final play that we saw.
The Bears kind of looked discombobulated on the last play there. Did you think about calling a timeout? What was kind of going through your head?
I thought about it. We wanted to see the look, and then they just went fast and let it ride.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So think about that when you hear Ben Johnson say we didn't get lined up fast. For all the hell that the 49ers have caught when it comes to losing a Super Bowl based on strategy at the end of a game in overtime, he knew the best thing to do was to let the Bears beat themselves in what he saw, them not properly using procedure to get to the line in a set way.
Is that more of the experienced head coach against the dynamic play caller versus an inexperienced head coach? Is that where that head coach versus head coach supersedes what Ben Johnson is as a play caller because of time and situation?
I guess you could say that. And if Ben Johnson is being genuine in his critique of himself, him saying that he didn't get the play in on time, then shame on Ben Johnson. That's a bad moment for Ben Johnson, not getting the play in on time.
So you heard the end result from Kyle Shanahan, a.k.a. Spider-Man to Ben Johnson's Spider-Man.
Totally get it.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
G.I. Joe.
Now let's hear Ben Johnson take responsibility for what happened on that final play.
On the final play, what is kind of supposed to happen if everything works out?
Yeah, we didn't quite get aligned in the formation we wanted to. It's on me. I didn't give him the call fast enough, and so he's trying to piecemeal it together. I got to do a better job on that.
Yeah, it's a bad moment for Ben. It just is.
And even if it wasn't on his players, doesn't matter. He took responsibility.
He did. And so you're right. And don't do the disingenuous coach thing. Blame it on me. Okay, we'll blame it on you.
No, there it
you
sounded genuine. And the thing is, every time I've heard him take accountability this season, it has sounded genuine.
It has.
Because he has had obvious mistakes, whether you want to go back to the first game of the season against the Minnesota Vikings and not being able to hold on to that lead in the fourth quarter as J.J. McCarthy does his thing that apparently he's doing again towards the end of the season, except for he's hurt now and Max Brosmer's doing the thing, towards now where
yes.
he's advanced in his head coaching progression, if you will. Like, we expected mm-hmm. Caleb Williams to take a step forward. We expected the team to take a step forward. And we expected awesome play caller, first-time head coach Ben Johnson to take a step forward. And for him to admit, even on that last play of that game, that he's not quite where he needs to be, he's still learning too. But I'd rather him make that type of mistake here and learn from it than, guess what, in 2 weeks when they're in a playoff game.
Well, and for example, we're not mad at the head coach right now is the number one topic here. Not getting in the final play call as he wanted it. You know, that's not what we're talking about. You know, we get to talk about, because of the body of work that they've put together, how do the Bears stack up against the best of the best in the NFL now that the playoffs are something this team has to prepare for as division champions? And that's what makes this all easier. When you have more moments like this that you can discuss, when it doesn't just come down to a final play and you're saying, if only this had happened, because they've done it before and they've executed on the final plays of games. Like, that's what makes this so different. And that's something that we haven't been able to say previously.
One thing that Ben Johnson, I thought was really interesting too, from last night, was his unwillingness to, and maybe he was right, his unwillingness to admit any sort of different play call on the hook and ladder. He got the fishy business. Did you guys hear mm-hmm. our guy fishy business mm-hmm. getting the fishy business from Ben Johnson last night? Here it is.
With that play in that situation, obviously, you know, there's a possibility he gets tackled in bounds. But, like, are you, obviously, when you call that, you're okay with the...
Yeah.
With,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not?
Kevin.
There's plenty of time. We got plenty of good plays. So.
Got to run it by fishy business.
The way he smiled, too.
He's like, you're not?
Like,
say something,
Mofo. Okay, okay.
Yeah. It was very
well,
much.
I don't know about you, Ben, but I remember the last time this team won the North, and Santa's sleigh didn't give way to any better plays. So before you understand where we're coming from, you might want to know that we don't necessarily know that we can go back to the play store and get another play.
It's sad to me that Santa's sleigh has become a dirty word. It was such a great moment.
I don't think it's a dirty word,
it
though.
It is, though.
No, because we saw... The thing about that season is, By this time in 2018, we already knew the Bears were having sufficient red zone issues. Like, it was something where you saw them have to call trick plays to actually score. Like, basic stuff wasn't getting
was
the job
fun,
done.
It was fun, though. It really was. But
well, it's more fun than losing.
It wasn't fun for years.
Yeah, and then it's been a...
Next thing you know, the Saints are still in your play the next time you make the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Just to put it all in perspective, like, what we're talking about with this last drive and, of course, the last couple of plays of the drive and how we kind of got here. Understand this. Back before, you know, coming out of that difficult to absorb win over the Vikings in Minnesota, where we're like, yeah, they won, but and I was saying back then, we're gonna find out, guys, just be patient. We'll know by the end of December what this team is and what this team is not. When you look at win against the Steelers, obviously Black Friday win at the Eagles, the loss to the Packers where it comes down to the last play, a win against the Browns, which was dominant, a win against the Packers, which came down to the last play, and then now a loss against the Niners, which came down to the last play. I feel like we do have a sense now of what this team is, and maybe more importantly, what they are not heading into the playoffs.
I also, before we get to the break here, I do want to listen to Caleb Williams talk about the getting lined up on that play, because ultimately it's still kind of up to him before you see how this unfolds.
Your eyes, can you take us through the final play? Obviously, pressure came early, but what you saw.
Yeah. Getting lined up with not much time, and we were slightly lined up wrong, and so didn't have enough time to be able to fix it, having emotion and things like that, and so you know, we just had to try and make something out of nothing in that situation, and then you know, we, like I said, we had a shot, you know, with all of that going on, time running down, you know, us missing line and things like that, we had a shot, and you know. Just got to give my guys a shot in that situation. I think I haven't obviously gone back and watched yet, but I think I'd end up dirting the ball. Didn't get my legs into it. Just put the ball in the end zone in that moment. And if it's a pick or incomplete at that point, then, you know, but can't dirt the ball.
Listen, I thought he was straight up on that, and the explanation makes perfect sense. And he's talking about ultimately the ball snapped. We have a shot to win the game. And I understand, Caleb, why you couldn't get your legs underneath the throw, because you were running for your doggone life. There were three players bearing down at you from different angles, I might add, so you couldn't even, like, readjust.
Yeah. Can you imagine the level to which the legend of Jahadae Walker would have risen if he catches that ball after the game-tying catch against Green Bay? Say, hey, how you doing, Jahadae Walker? Good to see you. Nice to meet you. Good to see everybody loves you. Well, and then if he had done that, oh, my God.
More importantly, Caleb Williams is also telling you why the play works at the end because of what happened at the beginning. And there were so many times in this game where you saw, I was specifically watching his feet to see when they would get set. And based on him planting his feet, I could tell whether or not the ball was going to be a completion at times. So when we talk about pre-snap procedure and how it relates to successful plays ending in the way you want them to, that's real progress out of the quarterback to me also in understanding why a play didn't work. It wasn't because they couldn't get it done. It's because that part before is so crucial. And we hear Kyle Shanahan echo the same thing. That's good. I mean, it's bad that it didn't work, but it's good that this is what's being discussed.
Well, we've been hearing it from Tim Jennings just about every week. Every week he mentions the feet and the eyes, and every week it seems to go up another level in terms of Caleb's understanding of it, execution of it.
That conversation tomorrow is going to be fascinating because there's so many different ways you can go with it. And I think ultimately the important thing is when they win or when they lose, whether it's success or it's failure, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and the rest of the Bears are aligned and they're on the same page. And I think that's so important when we talk about the C word that your boy can say now, Dan Weiderer, DTN. When we talk about that, to know that everyone's on the same page, that's probably why Caleb Williams and everybody else has so much confidence going forward, even after a loss like this.
Well, there's another reason why he may have more confidence, and Bears fans do too. The rookie class had an excellent day at the office yesterday. So let's examine how two of the playmakers have been consistently improving and have become reliably dependable in order to make this offense work. So that's next on Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.